Scotland is an incredible country, and in 2010, I led my third Celtic invasion vacations to Scotland. I learned a lot from this trip, which helped form future invasions, and I'm going to share the comments from some of those invaders this time on Celt Father Music and Travel. Greetings, my name is Mark Gunn, and this show is about the many amazing experiences I have as a musician and an adventurer. In 2010, I hooked up with John Wilmot of Celtic Ways, who now runs the Carrickroy Cottage and Labyrinth Gardens in County Sligo. John used to live in Oban, Scotland, so he offered to organize my third Celtic invasion vacations to Scotland. Unfortunately, he had health issues a few months before the trip, so I was forced to make this trip come to life. It's now 8 years since that trip happened, but I was looking for bootleg concerts to share from my heroic gunrunners over on Patreon when I found the comments of invaders from that trip. Every year, I ask my invaders to share their thoughts of what was cool and what wasn't. This invasion had some amazing pieces of synchronicity and challenges and fun. It might have helped or hurt that there was a volcanic eruption in Iceland that year. It grounded a lot of airplanes, so a few invaders arrived late. Now, I wish I could kept a more detailed journal of the invasion, but oh well. Interestingly, my wife did keep a little journal. However, this was also the trip where she was pregnant and got sick the very first day we arrived, so I think that her journal was cut short. Now, since I don't have a detailed list of what we did, I thought instead I would share the itinerary of some of my memories of the invasion, and then you could hear the feedback from invaders, and then I will comment and respond to some of those comments. The Celtic invasion of Oban, Scotland began in Glasgow. We met up with all the invaders and then drove 3 cars to Oban. The accommodations were really nice, but sadly we had such a big group, I think there were 13 of us in all, that we were separated into 2 houses and also separated by a half mile. So I actually never even saw the second house. I never went over there. Everything, all the dining and the sleeping arrangements for... I was in the one house and several others were in the other house. That was disappointing. The second day was in Oban. It was scheduled to be a walk around and see the town. And it was a fairly open day, which was good also because we were waiting for invaders to arrive since a couple at least were stopped by the volcano. Day 3, we took a boat to Iona. And honestly, I don't remember a whole lot except for the photo that Gwen and I took in front of some church on the island. I used the picture from my single Christmas in Scotland, which is what that song was inspired by, was this trip. Day 4 lists Oban area chill out, time out, everything, everyone do their own thing, shopping, fishing, maybe go walking on nearby islands. These are the notes that John made, and honestly, I don't remember. It's hilarious looking at this because I can't tell you what that day was all about. I do remember that some folks decided they didn't want to spend more time in Oban. So they decided to take a trip to see a castle from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So I'm assuming that was this day. And in the evening, I think that's the evening we would have eaten at the barn. And that's where I played some music. And we met Liam Griffin. Because day 5 mentions Kilmartin. Again, I don't know what that was. I don't think we did it. But this might have been the day when we got a private tour of a cemetery from Liam Griffin, who we met the night before, as well as lunch. Day 6 took us all the way to Edinburgh. I think we stopped in Stirling to climb the William Wallace Memorial, but I'm not entirely sure. That evening, we enjoyed bagpipes from Jimmy McRae and Sam Uku. I think there was also some visiting of the castle. And then day 7 was the final exploration of Edinburgh and, of course, music by me. So that's what I remember from this trip. Couple things that occurred to me. I realized in this one, there's a lot of alone time as opposed to what I've done in the future. We have a lot more group activities. You have the options of taking time alone where you can go explore stuff, but it's changed a lot since then. So, all right, let's see if this recording will jog my memory and I can share a few more thoughts about the Celtic invasion of Scotland 2010.
Pass this around and maybe some comments. You know what you like?
Hit record,
guys.
It should be red, solid red.
Why do you think I have more thoughts?
Okay, what I really liked was the evening at the barn. sitting, the singing, the drinking, the camaraderie with the locals, and then the next morning or next afternoon with Liam.
I'll come back.
And if there's other things that you don't like to let me know what was
very,
good.
Very right, not so much.
Very right, not so much.
I also like the 2 evenings in the pub, interacting with the locals and the music. I enjoyed that. Not so crazy about the bus tour. I like more of hiking and exploring myself rather than someone just taking me on a bus and saying this and this is that.
Yeah.
Fantastic, yeah. And I like then that day with Liam and Liam sharing his stories and his place with us.
That was a nice
surprise.
That
was the neatest part. Yeah, yeah. Just
the history of his property
was fantastic.
And yeah. So
happy.
Yeah.
Well, he was having so much fun.
Yeah. He was trying to keep us there longer.
Yeah.
Let's see. In general, I pretty much liked everything. The live music is always the day with Liam. I liked exploring like the day out on Iona. The second ferry ride, not so much. I was expecting more on the music side from that, but it seems like it was just a couple of guys.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's hammer out a tune here and there and more interested in talking with each other.
Yeah.
The only things I really didn't like was nothing to do with the tour. It was getting to it. But that was nothing that you can do anything about. So,
yeah. Mark, you got to learn how to control these volcanoes.
Sorry.
The latest. They're saying the volcano is done.
What?
I thought they were saying that in the news.
I think what I liked the best was actually the group of people that we were with. It really was, and that makes a huge difference in what you're doing. Even the pub would not have been as fun if it wasn't, you know, if we didn't have the same group of people. It changes it. It makes it different. Probably the thing that I disliked the most would be that some mornings we had such a late start, there just wasn't enough time to do everything we wanted to do. That would be probably the least
hard,
thing.
That's
so.
We stay up late, too.
Right.
Well,
in the groups, yeah, really camaraderie and being together. But I think that one of the things I didn't like was having the group split. By being split, our group, I don't know, we felt kind of like, you know, I don't know if you guys talked in the evenings or what, but we kind of went our own way and didn't really do much in the other house. And by having the two groups split, there seemed to be, I don't know, it just didn't seem to flow sometimes.
Yeah, they at least need to have better names, you know, like...
if the two houses were next to each other, it'd be one thing, but I felt so isolated in the other house that once we went to the other house, it's kind of like, okay, we're just done for the evening.
So I didn't mind, like, when we were in Italy last year.
And we didn't get lost.
Awesome.
Last year we had 3 villas, but they were all rather close in vicinity.
Right.
Which is nice, because if you got one main villa, and you know that everything's happening in, you know, you don't feel like, you know, like for us it was, what, 1.5 miles or so down the road for us to, you know, it's not feasible to walk and just, like, come down, visit, and then walk back.
Yeah.
The larger vehicle with a driver.
Yeah,
with a driver.
Addendum, I liked it when Gwen drove. Tom scared the crap out of me.
See, I like Tom's driving. I thought Tom did a great job. I mean, there's nothing like thinking you're actually in a sports car when you're in a minivan.
Yeah, I remember telling him, saying, you are in a minivan, not a Corvette.
The cars actually had a S button for sport. And I think Tom just put it in a sport and let it go the whole time.
I saw my eye flash before my eyes were in trouble.
Would you have any comments you liked, things you liked and didn't like on the trip?
I loved having the ability to kind of go off like to Iona and to Fingal's Cave, and I didn't fall in. And I loved the music, and I'd never heard that lullaby until this time, and I went, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lullaby.
Well, the first time I heard it was at Sherwood that last weekend.
Yeah.
Sherwood.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you put on a podcast? I swear
I did it on the pub songs. I played it on.
I swear I heard it.
Do you have it on a CD?
It's coming out on the CD in September.
In September? Okay.
But it's on my pub songs podcast. It was on the pub songs podcast, and that's about all I can think of. Any last comments? Last comments?
Gwen makes a good mama.
Yeah.
She's our total motherhead.
Yeah, she definitely did.
it's pretty much ditto on a lot of stuff. I'd prefer to have everybody in one cabin, or, you know, if we could, you know.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that, but it would have been nice, you know, to have it a little tighter. Definitely the group was good. Everybody seemed to keep up, and, you know, it was a good pace for everybody. Yeah, the second cruise, yeah, I didn't care for it. The nights out in the pub, those were nice, especially with Liam the next day. And, Liam, you know, that was a very, that local color experience, you can't beat that.
I just kind of have to echo what Dave says, is that the serendipity of the different things that we just happen upon seems to be just very wonderful, you know.
Yeah, I have to admit, having the house pet was rather nice this trip.
The house cat. We have to have a house cat. Okay.
House cat.
Resident cat. Now the next thing we want to know, how was Roslyn Chapel?
Status report.
Yes.
Roslyn is still under renovation. You could not go on the grounds, but you did get to go inside, but you couldn't take pictures this time on the inside of the different columns, you know. But it was still very nice. And then we walked down to the castle, and that was nice. But I was kind of disappointed because you couldn't even go up. They had the platforms on the outside where you used to could go up onto the roof, but they're taking that off, and so the roof will be refinished in about a month.
Awesome. All right, a few things struck me. First, second ferry ride, what the heck was that? I don't think I remember that at all. I remember, maybe remember some musicians on a ferry, but I don't remember if that was Scotland or not. So I think this was also the trip that I realized I have to better plan stuff. After this, I started creating a sort of cookie cutter plan for each trip. It's rather loose, but, you know, each day is sort of a guide into the next and just gives some ups and downs, a little contours to the entire trip. I also mentioned a bus tour, and I have no recollection of that at all. Someone mentioned the late starting times, and that was remedied on future trips. I think we were leaving around 10 a.m. or maybe even as late as 11 one day on that trip, which was just way too late. Even 10 a.m. was way too late. I think future trips, we have varied it between 8 and 9 a.m. Though next year, I don't know. I am planning on having us in Dingle, Ireland, and we'll be hitting some pubs. And pubs usually don't start playing music till 10 p.m. So we might have to make some flexibility there. I haven't finished the itinerary yet, so I'll let you know. What was incredible for me was the number of folks who commented on the time with Liam Griffin. So what happened was we had dinner a couple nights at a place called The Barn, and I asked the pub if I could play music, and they said that was fine. So we ate dinner, and then I pulled out my auto harp, and I sang for an hour or two. I really don't remember how long I sang for. What I do remember is one of the locals, Liam, got really into the show. He called all of his friends to come on out to the pub. He sang us a song, and he invited all 13 of us to his place for lunch the following day. Then he gave us a tour of his private historical cemetery. It was an amazing experience, and it helped me fine-tune my own trips. You see, I realized that all the stuff I planned was not very memorable. What was memorable was our experiences with the people and the culture of the region. That's why I say in my ads on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, we get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. It's from that trip. I don't remember a whole lot about the stuff we had planned, but I remember the invaders, and I remember the people we met. I remember my time with my wife walking around Oban. I remember some of the food. I remember the joyful, adventure-filled feelings of this incredible vacation. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'm going to leave you with three songs, I think, from the bootleg concert I did that final night. If you want to hear the entire concert, join my heroic Gunrunners over on Patreon. But I'm going to kick it off first with Liam Griffin singing the song he sang for us. And then I'll play a couple songs from that invasion that you can hear in the bootleg concert. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're new to the podcast, rate the show and subscribe at KiltFather.com.
There are scallops in the sea, put there for you and me, by God who reigns in heaven up above. And the divers catch and sell, but we won't go to hell. We treat the sea with joy, respect and love. There's a wild and rolling sea, bringing me back home to ye. to your bed that's lying crisp and grim and warm. And their loving knows no harm when I hold you in my arms. And the boys from Werrig's Glen come roaring home. Well, there's rocks upon the shore, aye, and skerries even more. And the trawlers, they are dredging to and fro. But the divers in the gully for the seabed I won't sully. And chicken is the way I choose to go. There's a wild and rolling sea bringing me back home to ye. To your bed that's dry and crisp and grim and warm. And our loving knows no harm when I hold you in my arms. And the boys from Werrig's Glen come roaring home. At last the sea is calm and the boat is full of clam. And swiftly we have cleared Kilbrennan Sound. Sacks of scallops stacked up high, all the divers safe and dry. And sent for Werrig's Glen and homeward bound. There's a wild and rolling sea bringing me back home to ye. To your bed that's dry and crisp and women warm. And our loving knows no harm when I hold you in my arms. And the boys from Werrig's Glen come roaring home. But now a new day's gone and time is moving on. Conservation is a game that they all play. And may what they can he throw, I'm told to sign the door. No more from Werrig's Glen go to the sea. There's a wild and rolling sea bringing me back home to ye. To your bed that's dry and crisp and women warm. And our loving knows no harm when I hold you in my arms. And the boys from Werrig's Glen come roaring home. When the boys from Werrig's Glen come rolling home.
That's the nearest political song I'm going to sing.
Yeah, let's do that.
Green grow the rashes.
Sort of. Outward care on every hand, every hour that passes on. What signifies the life of man, it were not for the lasses, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent, spent among the lasses, oh. Worldly race may riches chase, riches may soon fly them all. And though at last they catch them fast, their hearts may ne'er enjoy them all. Green grow the rashes, green grow the rashes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent, spent among the lasses, oh. But give me a canny o'heady, arms around my dearie, oh. Worldly cares and worldly men may all get topsy-turvy, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent were spent among the lasses, oh.
deduce or sneer at this. You're not but senseless asses, or the wisest man the world e'er saw. You dearly love the lasses, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent were spent among the lasses, oh. Swears the lovely deer, her noblest work she classes, oh. Apprentice hand she tried on man, then she made the lasses, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent were spent among the lasses, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. Green grow the rashes, oh. The sweetest hours that e'er I spent were spent among the lasses, oh. Bite of pudding first.
One song, one bite.
Mm-hmm. I am a young Scotsman from... Oh, wait, we have to get to make sure you got the kilted. You all know the kilted.
Yeah.
So that for you people, when I say kilted, you have to shout kilted, okay? Can you do that? Okay, good. Then where's the one? I am a young Scotsman from America. The kilt is my pleasure, it's true. You can call it a skirt, but your lady will flirt. If she has a chance, she'll leave you. That's why I'm kilted, kilted. The mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, kilted. Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as fresh morning air. Well, I have no red hair and my skin is quite fair, but it does nothing to show off my pride. My Scottish family tree I wear on me, and it makes the ladies giggle and sigh. That's why I'm kilted, kilted. The mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, kilted. Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as fresh morning air. Well, I feel like a man, both noble and strong, when I dance my kilt swishes in time. But I must confess, for the ladies I dress, and I'm dressed too. Is that a crime? When you're kilted, kilted, the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, kilted. Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as fresh morning air. So don your kilt, my good Scottish friend, and let your flag blow and unwind. If they ask what's beneath your kilted sheath, tell them it's lipstick they'll find. When you're kilted, kilted, the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, kilted. Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. Yes, you're kilted, kilted, the mystery of what's under there. Well, you're kilted, kilted. Kilt inspectors will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air.